So just allowing yourself to just settle. You can settle into the spaciousness or the presence. You can settle into the breath. But just settle into right where you are. In Zen, we have a phrase, take the one seat. So often we're trying to take some other seat, be some other place than where we are. Or we trust where we think we should be more than we trust where we are. But real freedom only comes by taking the one seat, right where you are, right as you are. Not trying to be somewhere else. Not trying to be someone else. But sitting down in your own life, in your own being. Letting go of trusting what you know and begin to trust the vast expanse of what you don't know. Feeling the underlying mysterious quality of your own being, of your own existence. Meditation is the art of letting go of the known. Knowing even if you're doing it right or doing it wrong. Knowing whether your meditation is good or bad. Letting go of knowing if you are good or bad, right or wrong. Just settling into something deeper than that. Settling down exactly as you are. Just being as you are. And the more you're willing to be exactly as you are, the more you feel a kind of ephemeral presence. And a quietness that you can't grasp. And maybe you'll begin to feel in yourself, in your body, and even in your mind, that what you can't grasp about yourself, what you can't know, is more safe, more comfortable than what you think you know. And you can begin to trust it. And as you're willing to be right where you are, you can feel, not in your mind, but you can feel that everything and everyone is sitting right with you, right inside you. Every sound, every feeling, all exists somehow, mysteriously within you, within the space right where you are. The whole universe exists right where you are. We can't know this in our mind, but we can experience just by the willingness to be where we are, to take the one seat. And from this one seat, from being exactly where you are, exactly as you are, things get more and more clear all by themselves. And you see that even the smallest grasping in the mind or the body to hold anything, even to try to hold onto stillness, you see that the attempt itself is attention. It's a small moment of sorrow. And so you let it go. Because the stillness is already contained within you and all around. And from this deep place, you can also see that if you push anything away, any thought, any feeling, any sense of uncomfortability, if you try to not experience it, it leads to tension, conflict. So your own experience is the teacher. If you just pay attention to it, you'll experience moment to moment the subtle causes of difficulty and the release of the difficulty into well-being. You'll see it in your own experience. Your own observation is then the teacher and the teaching. It all exists within you. And the more that you just sit in the one seat right where you are, the more that whatever you are is becomes more and more unknown. You don't even have to grasp at the subtle spiritual concepts. You don't have to try to be awareness. You don't have to try to be the presence or the stillness or anything else. Because it's all an attempt to define yourself once again. And it's all unnecessary. You are not any idea, even the most spiritual ones. They come to you and then they pass away. simply let yourself be as ungraspable as you are. Sit under that tree. Sit in that desert. And the truth arises all on its own. Abide in the place where there is nowhere to abide, nothing to define, nothing to cling to. And as you rest in this way, it may begin to arise that there's something beautiful right in the center of your being. Right in the center of where you are.